Blog Talk Radio. I bet the neighbors know my name.
It's Taj Longino. Taj Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Taj. It's all hosted by Taj Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that?
You've been
waiting
for
Taj Longino. Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Talk with Taj. Celebrity talk. Community talk. Political talk. The platform of your topics. Talking with Taj. We'll be back with more of Talk with Taj right after this.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Talk with Taj show right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed earlier the interviews from earlier, log on today at talkwithtaj.com, and you can check out the previous interviews of today and for the month of December, all right, as we do with the 2010 recap show. Now, this particular show is not part of the recap, but it's one of the hottest interviews we're going to have this month, all right, with artist Joni, and he's going to be with us here shortly. But while we, you know, get him on the line, we're going to play his new hot record right here called So Fly. So check out Joni with So Fly right here on the Talk with Taj show. On Blog Talk Radio.
I never had a girl like you. Hey, lady. I saw that sexy walk from a mile away. Your smile, the way you move, got me switching up my game. Am I dreaming? 'Cause you got me planning my future around you. And I ain't known you for a minute. Normally I don't do this.
I know a lot of girls, but you take my breath away.
Baby, you so different. Can I get your number? I ain't tripping. Never had a girl like you. Hey, baby, don't fly. I never had a girl like you. Yo, I ain't the type to play games, baby girl, that's my word for real. So can I take you out? Maybe we can get back and chill. You want me deep inside, it ain't hard to see. Take it nice and slow.
I know a lot of girls, but you take my breath away.
Baby, you so different. Quit playing, girl, you know you really want this.
I had a girl like you.
not a girl like you. I can't help myself, you got me going. Hey, hey, don't say so blind, so blind.
I never had a girl like you.
If you know you fly, let me hear you sing.
Celebrity talk, community talk, political talk, the platform of your topics. Talking with Taj. We'll be back with more of Talk with Taj right after this.
Welcome back to the Talk with Taj show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that was so fly right there by Junie. And we're joined by the man himself, the songwriter, the organizer. You know, specializing in R&B. He's done collaborations with Ruben Studdard, Nappy Roots, Angie Stone, Mos Def, and more. Right now on the line with us is Joni. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Thanks for having me, Taj. Appreciate it.
Oh, you sound relaxed, brother. You had a good day?
I had a great day, man. I had a great day.
You had a good day? That's what's going on, man. Well, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show. Hold on a second. Connection's bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I want to appreciate you for coming on the Talk with Todd show and talking with us about, you know, your career, brother. You've had, you know, you've been listed by BET.com as one of the up-and-coming R&B, you know, singers. And that was just recently back in October. And you've had a career that goes back before now. So tell us a little bit about who Joni is and how you got the nickname.
Well, actually, my nickname, Junie, came from my family, man. When I was younger, my name is Calvin Gary Jr. And, you know, as opposed to calling me Junior, my family would just call me Junie, man. And I tried to, you know, kick it when I got, you know, a little bit older, but they just wasn't having it. So, you know, I figured what better name to use than something that's, you know, something that has some strong roots in the family. So, Junie it is, you know. I've been doing music since I was like 9. I grew up playing the piano, and got into the game professionally when I was around 19. And Warren G actually heard a demo of mine. You know, I wasn't trying to get signed or anything like that. I was just trying to, you know, get some tracks placed. You know, so I would sing on my tracks, you know, in order to get, you know, have songs completed to try to get placed. And he heard it and, you know, got my, you know, my voice heard by, you know, different producers and labels. And we ended up signing with Elektra Entertainment. And from there, you know, just been in the game hustling since, you know. So.
Yeah, well, Warren G, I was a Warren G fan. Back in the day, you know, I mean, everybody was. He had the Regulator. He had a few records out there. That first album was a classic.
Yeah.
What songs on the first album did you collab with Warren G?
Well, you know, on Warren's album, or are you talking about on my album?
Well, I mean, when you say Warren G, you worked with him. I mean, was it on your project or his project?
Well, Warren G actually, he actually grabbed me to try to get, you know, because he's into, you know, getting artists and getting them in the game. You know, that's one of his fortes. You know, he brought Snoop in. You know, a lot of jazz. I mean, you know, like he's one of them dudes. He has that ear, you know, what I'm saying, for music. And so, you know, he got me in into a meeting with Dre. He got me in a meeting with Elektra, Atlantic, and a couple of different companies, and we decided to go with Elektra. So, but as far as like collabing with him, you know, I did some stuff on his newer records, one of his records, a song I produced for him and Ray J called Crush, which you can check out. And, for the most part, our journey has been mainly just, you know, getting my sound out. You know, we've kind of been through some ups and downs with different labels and things like that, you know, which I think contributes to the growth of my own success right now. So. But yeah, he's good people, definitely.
So he's saying with your particular style, it's been difficult to for labels to figure out what angle to go with you. Why do you think that is with your particular style?
Well, you know, one of the things, I don't know, a lot of, I think a lot of labels, I mean, they just play follow the leader, you know, and, you know, I'm not one to point fingers and try to blame them for anything, you know, but I think that nowadays, as an artist, I think that we have to start to do things ourselves and not rely solely on labels and on management, even though they can be a big help. You know, I think we need to, you know, one of my downfalls back in the day was the fact that I kind of relied on them solely to develop my career. When that went down south, you know, or went south, the relationship went south, you know, I had no choice but to, you know, just rely on my own self. And so, you know, now I'm independent, you know, I'm doing my thing and, you know, hustling and networking. And, you know, people are loving the album that I dropped entitled Acoustic Love. So I'm really happy with the success of it now.
Who were some of your inspirations, you know, coming up early in the game? Who did you look to and kind of pull from and say, you know what, this is really what I want to do, and these are the people that are doing kind of like the type of music, or who was just some of your inspirations? Who helped you say, you know what, I'm going to do this?
Well, you know, my one of my inspirations was D'Angelo. Another one would be Lauryn Hill. But another one that a lot of people probably wouldn't know, well, I wouldn't say know, that they probably wouldn't think that I would say, would be Nat King Cole. You know, just his swag and his whole approach to music. You know, he wasn't really trying hard. You know, he just, you know, was doing his thing. And I think his music spoke for, you know, his music and his style, his swag, you know, spoke, you know, I mean, to the heart. Like, it just grabbed a certain part of, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that, what my music, you know, doing now, you know, timeless music, you know, but at the same time, it's edgy, so.
Well, you can feature songs like So Fly and Sunshine on the official album, which is also located on the official website at Bandcamp.com. That's JOONIE.bandcamp.com. All right, you can get the album there and preview the album right there. Songs like So Fly and Sunshine. Let me ask you about being an independent artist in 2010 versus, say, like 10 to 15 years ago. How is it different in the good and bad way?
Well, I think it's different now because there's so many, in a good way, there's so many different avenues to go, especially with having the internet available to you. I mean, that's the world right there, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's a great door to take advantage of, you know. At the same time, that can also be a downfall because it's flooded, you know, a lot of times. But,
yeah.
You know, you know, I just think that, you know, independent artists, you know, just keep your legs moving, you know. Word of mouth is really important, you know. And if you got good material and people hear it, they're going to spread the word. So, you know.
Exactly. Now, what can the fans expect from this new project, Acoustic Love?
Well, you can expect to hear Junie for who Junie is, you know, the real, you know, just a good singer, good producer, good writer, you know, talking about myself in third person here, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. it's just great music, you know, and, you know, one of the things I want to get across through the album is that there is such thing as genuine love, and I'm not trying to sound all, you know, lovey-dovey or whatever, but it's a great love album, you know, and there's such thing as real, genuine love, and this album touches on all aspects of love, you know. So, good times, bad times, bedroom, all of it. It's all in there, so. The blueprint
okay.
of love. Right
the blueprint.
That's what it is.
That's what it's up.
Yeah.
Did you, as far as the preparation for Acoustic Love, did you write everything on the album, or did you collaborate with other artists and producers on the project?
Well, I produced every song on the album, you know, played every instrument on the album. And, you know, I wrote 95% of the album. I collaborated on a couple of songs with my brother Randy Gary and a good friend of mine, Crystal Witherspoon, Ray Riders. And aside from that, 100% Joni.
That's what's up. And Acoustic Love, you can find that, like I said, once again, at the official website at JoniBandCamp.com. Excuse me, actually, Joni.BandCamp.com. Okay. Definitely, we've already played the song So Fly. We're going to play another hit record from the album called Sunshine at the end of the interview. So check all that out at the official website. Now, I want to take a step backwards because I wanted to ask this from the beginning of it. What did you learn, and at what age did you learn to play the piano? And at what point did you know that music was going to be what you were going to do for career-wise and for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, I started playing the piano when I was 9, man. I just grew up in the church playing, and it was just a love that I had. You know, I can't describe it. It's like, you know, you know when something sticks with you, when you can't see yourself doing anything else. That's kind of where I was, and I got to that point when I was like 11 years old. You know, I just knew that music was what it was what I would be doing, you know, for my living, you know. And I wasn't sure if it was going to be making music. I wasn't sure if it was going to be managing an artist. I wasn't sure if it was going to be, you know, selling music in a music store, you know what I'm saying, which I did some of that, you know. I just needed to be around music, and, you know, that's my life. That's what I love.
Now, a lot of artists, especially R&B artists, okay, they grew up in the church either singing or playing an instrument or both.
Right.
And then they convert to another job of music. Was it difficult for you growing up in the church to convert to another style of music, or was it a smooth transition? And you know, some people want to use slack for it, you know, but
yeah.
How was the transition from that to going what you're going now?
Well, the transition was really real smooth, you know, because, you know, I have an understanding of, you know, just what love is, and, you know, the music that I make, the music that I create is genuine love, you know, and love starts with God. I mean, that's just, I mean, there's no getting around
right.
it. That's, you know, where it starts. But, you know, there's, love is huge, you know, and I feel like my music touches on a lot of different aspects of that. And the transition was really smooth. So, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of slack. My mom, I have to give credit to my mom because she really helped me as far as just understanding, even as a kid, just how to love, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think most of the album and most of the songs, like, are a testament to, you know, what she's created, you know, so, through her life. So, big shout out to Mom, Mom Dukes.
Yeah, big shout out to Mom for holding it down.
Yeah, right.
Gotta shout out Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've worked with a lot of big names. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with yet that you would like to work with in the future?
You know, I'm down to work with it. I want to work with everybody, man. I just like creating. I know that's like a kind of cliche, but I'll tell you who's hot right now, who I'm enjoying. I'm really enjoying Janelle Monae. You know, she's really hot right now. And I like to do a song with John Mayer. That would be dope, you know. Yeah, anybody who's making hot music, I'm definitely trying to get it in.
Looking, what about tours and shows? What's the calendar looking like for Joni coming up?
Well, you know, we're working on, I've been doing a lot of stuff on the West Coast, out here in L.A., Hollywood.
Hollywood.
You know, yeah, you know. but we definitely trying to hit the East Coast. We have some stuff, you know, working on solidifying and on the East Coast, and I'll be I do tour. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm music director for Elliot Yameen, American Idol finalist. So you know, we'll be doing a tour in Japan in February. So,
how do you find time to do all this, brother? I mean, how?
Man, I mean, it's work, man. It's fun, but it's work, you know. So, but it's the love for it, man.
Oh,
you'll find time. If you love something, you'll find time for it.
Yeah, you make time for what? I got a phrase. make time for what you want to make time for. You know,
definitely.
Make time for what you want. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Let me ask you a performance question. You know, a lot of artists, the stage performances have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you, what is the highlight of the night when you're on that stage and, you know, and everything is clicking? What is the highlight of the night for you when you're performing?
The highlight of the night when I'm performing would have to be when people are singing along with my song, you know, people who've heard the records and heard the album, and you can hear them singing or you can see them in the audience, like lip sync, like, you know, that right there is the highlight, because, like, you know, you got that connection right there. That's probably the highlight.
You know, are you like most singers, you know, you get all, you know, you get it. You know, with the, you know, as singers, y'all had that advantage with the ladies on stage, you know, especially if you know how to sing.
Right.
You know,
that's
you had that moment where you told, like, let me just have a good time, man. You know, I like the music. You know what I've noticed with music now is a lot of the independent has more quality and it hits the. It hits the soul a little more, and it lasts a lot longer than it does if it's mainstream or, you know, trying to get that quantity out for quality.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of sad, but it's really true, you know. And you know, I dealt with a lot of that, you know, even being signed to the major. Like, you know, we had an album pretty much done for the most part, you know, and it was great. It was a great album, great record. But then we got to a point where, you know, I'm like, okay, now we need the single, you know, and it's like, okay, now I got to try to do this, try to do that, and then got wrapped up in this whirlwind of trying to find songs that were, like, you know, catered towards or sounding like somebody else, and it was just like, you know, you lose yourself, you know, and it's like, you know, I kind of went through that whole deal, and after the deal went south, man, you know, I had to, you know, step back from music just to refine myself, you know what I'm saying, and that's how Acoustic Love came about, actually, so.
So how was the success of the album coming along?
Man, it's going great. You know, I'm getting a lot of love internationally. And, you know, we got some big things planned this year. Who knows, we may do a re-release of it. And, you know, with more push and, you know, get some special guests on there. You know, duets we might have going down. So, you know, just keep your ears open and your eyes open.
I might come on there and do a Barry White, you know.
Yeah.
Do a little Barry White, you know, deep voice and all.
Oh, man, we going to take over the game if you do that, man. So, yeah.
I got Barry White down to a size, you know. You know, I can't hit high notes, so I got to say keep it low and deep.
Right.
But, I want to thank everybody for just tuning in live right now, listening to the Talk of Tide show right here. We've got Junie, and you know, if you want to visit the official website, it's junie.bandcamp.com. Okay, let me spell that out for you. JOONIE.BAND.CAMP.COM for Acoustic Love. All right? I like to call it fireplace music. I told another artist the same thing. You know, he had a Joe Gang. He had, you know, that nice. And that's the only way I could explain it. Call it a fireplace music. You know, you got your lady or your wife sitting down, and you got that, you know,
that bubble bath music, huh?
Yeah, gotta have it. Gotta have it, because you can't do that with Young Jeezy, you know.
Right.
Jeezy, bro, you gotta have something that's really more. And I miss that, though.
Yeah.
From an artist standpoint, I grew up on the Ronald Isley, of course, R. Kelly, and all that. And nice if you just lay back with your lady and you ain't got faith on the record talking for you.
Right, exactly. That's what it is right there. So.
Yeah, so we appreciate you, man. Is there anything that you like the fans to know doing about Acoustic Love or any shout out to you about you?
Well, I just want to thank you, bro, for having me on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And, you know, to everybody out there, just, you know, thank you guys for supporting independent music. The album is crazy. It's ridiculous. You're going to love it. If you like real music, you know, you're going to love this music. If you're looking for something different, it's a breath of fresh air, trust me.
That's what it is. And like I said, the official website where you can purchase and listen to some of the tracks on the album of Acoustic Love is at joni.bandcamp.com. All right, we already played So Fly for you. We're going to play it again. Then we're going to play Sunshine. We'll give you a taste. Just a taste. You can go out there and get that album. Is that album also available on iTunes?
It is. Go to iTunes.com. Okay. You can do a search for Joni, J-O-O-N-I-E, and I'll pull it right up in there.
So, brother, I want to appreciate you for coming on the show. Come back anytime. If you got the exclusive new music, I tell all the artists, come back on the show. Let's do it. Let's blast it out for everybody. And let's keep the support rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem, brother. You enjoy the rest of your night, brother.
All right. You too.
All right. And that was Joni right there. We're going to play some more of that Soul Fly, and we're going to get into some Sunshine right here on the Talk with Todd show on Blog Talk Radio.
I never had a girl like you. No. Hey lady, I saw that sexy walk from a mile away. Your smile, the way you move, got me switching up my game. Am I dreaming? 'Cause you got me planning my future. Can I get your number? I ain't tripping.
First time you caught my eye, the first day I And I would go a million times around the world for you to see that you,
you are my sunshine.
Baby girl, I'm out on the road, I ain't gonna be no hoe. I got more self-control than you already know. Baby, I could only be with you. And if you walk with a cane, couldn't say my name, I would share your pain. I love you the same. There's no me without you. You are the one for me, me. And I would go a million times around this world for you to see that you,
you are my sunshine.
Girl, it's your fault.
You are my sunshine.
Never thought I'd find a love like this. I thought that I was living until you came into my life. Girl, you are my light. Now I can see. Even when I'm far away, you brighten up my day. Yeah. I can just prove to you that you are my everything.
Girl, you are my everything.
So when you need me, call me.
But I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Todd.
Talk with Todd,
the voice of the Midwest.
Every day that's my word.